Hollywood superstars Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt star in the new comedy, The Mexican. James Gandolfini, the mob boss from the TV show The Sopranos, plays a lovable hitman. Film critic Henry Sheehan says Gandolfini's character steals the movie.
Let's face it. The days when high-wattage stars like Marlene Dietrich and Gary Cooper teamed up for romantic romps are long gone. In the 21st century, you get Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt. Or at least The Mexican's advertising makes you think you do. Actually, this comedy criminal escapade puts the two leads together for a few minutes at the movie's beginning and a few more at the end. And that's just misstep number one. The Mexican turns out to be one of those movies that leaves you frustrated over Hollywood's inability to put together a simple piece of entertaining fluff. Pitt plays a laid-back Angelino named Jerry, who is coming to the end of an enforced 5-year tenure as a mob errand boy. Roberts, as Jerry's girlfriend Samantha, has been putting up with Jerry's job under adamant protest. When she discovers that Jerry has been pressed into one more job, she hits the roof and the road. While Jerry heads south for Mexico, Samantha cuts their ties and leaves for Vegas. Jerry is going to Mexico because his mob boss wants him to pick up a priceless, gold-encrusted antique pistol called the Mexican. Typically, Jerry bungles the pickup and has to retrieve the pistol from some thieves. Here, Jerry tries to deal with the chief thief in what he thinks is an appropriate, tough guy manner.
I'm not going to kill you. But I'm going to have to shoot you.
But... why, sir? Why?
Why? Why? Because you stole from me, and you know about the pistol, and you're just going to steal again, and I can't have you coming back in this situation like a fly in the ointment.
No, I won't be a fly. You'll never see me again.
Look, you're getting shot, and that's it. It'll take you time to get to the next town, especially if you're limping.
Wait. Limping? Can't you just tie me up some more? I mean, you shoot me? Tie me.
Yeah, I don't have a rope.
So you shoot me?
It's the American way. Now, where do you want it? Okay.
No, not the leg, those arteries. I could bleed to death in mere seconds.
The foot, then.
Jerry has taken so long performing a simple task that his bosses think he might have stolen the pistol for himself. As insurance against that possibility, they have Samantha taken hostage by a professional hitman who is named Leroy and played by James Gandolfini. Leroy is the most intriguing character in the movie, but also the most symptomatic of the movie's failings. Underneath the killer's cold professionalism, Leroy turns out to be a sensitive guy who ends up having long, heartfelt conversations with Samantha about the vicissitudes of love. Gandolfini could probably play this type in his sleep, but to his credit, he doesn't. On the contrary, he gives the most emotionally affecting performance in the movie. Yet Leroy turns out to be an utterly inconsistent figure, cold-blooded and ruthless one minute, puppy dog cuddly the next. That could be a sign of psychosis, and the movie suggests he's an outright nut at one point, but it's also typical of the movie's inability to maintain a single mood or characterization. Leroy becomes the center of increasingly violent and graphic crimes, culminating in a shocking murder. But moments after the murder, everyone involved shrugs it off and proceeds as if it had never happened. There are other outbreaks of collective amnesia. During Pitt's Mexican foray, 3 whole characters and a good-sized subplot simply vanish without explanation and without anyone else seeming to notice. That's what happens when you apply a TV commercial mentality to movie making. Director Gore Verbinski's only previous feature was The Great Mouse Hunt, but his resume is filled with successful commercial productions. Verbinski's attention span isn't quite limited to 30 seconds, but it doesn't seem to extend much longer than that either. Roberts has long ceased being the pink-sweatered mannequin she used to be. Here, she can be wonderful, especially when she's with Gandolfini. The closest the film ever comes to real drama is in the scenes they have together. Pitt is a far less accomplished actor, but he's a better performer than he was even a couple of years ago. He hasn't overcome his centerfold-style narcissism, but at least he's been able to integrate it into his character. If you're into stargazing, even with intermittent clouds, you could do worse than check out the Mexican. Just don't expect a whole constellation.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. This is Fresh Air.